invitation to me. Thank you for the guest basket in my hotel room. It's always nice when you go in. You've got a bottle of water, and you've got some goodies, and you've got some chocolate. We all like chocolate, don't we? And for the dinner last night. So I appreciate you taking care of me. Today I want to share with you from my heart. I want to share with you from my life experience. And most of all, I pray that the words I speak will come to your ears as God has put the words into my spirit. I'm just going to share a little bit of my testimony. I didn't plan to share my testimony today, but the Lord just, he would not let me get away from it. So we've already prayed, but let me just say a quick word of prayer over the word. Father, we just thank you so much for this day. Lord, you've ordained this day, you've ordained this time, and you've ordained each and every one of these ladies to be in this house today. Lord, I feel like that you have ordained this word, and I pray, God, that as your servant and as your vessel, that I will deliver your word. Let it not be my words, but let it be your words, Lord, that will come to the ears of your daughters. I pray, God, that we will feel your presence, that we will know your presence, that we'll hear your voice, and that we will just leave this place, and we can say, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I pray, God, that any hindrances, any distractions that would be here today, I pray, God, that we will just lay those things aside and that we will just drink in from your word. Let us sit at your feet, Lord, and drink from you today. In the name of Jesus, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. Lord, we give you the glory because it's yours and yours only, and we give it to you today. Can you lift your hands and just thank the Lord for who he is? Thank you, Jesus. All right, how many of you have ever put a puzzle together? Okay, just about everybody in the room, I think. Most of us have put puzzles together. I know not too long ago, I bought my grandbaby. I bought him a little wooden puzzle and all. And he loves that little puzzle, you know, so just putting all the pieces in the place. And also, even if you haven't put a puzzle together since you've been an adult, I'm sure when you were a child that you put a puzzle together. But there are some people who love putting puzzles together. I mean, you go to their house and their dining room table, you can't eat at their dining room table because they've got it covered in puzzle pieces. Do we have anyone like that in here? Who? Tell me your name. Miss Bonnie loves to... Just right after Christmas. But that's kind of a hobby of yours, okay? And there are people that it is their hobby. It's their major hobby. That's what they do in their free time. A person that loves putting a puzzle together loves having a blank space. And they get so excited when they take that first piece of that puzzle, and they lay it down. Because they know that's the beginning of a beautiful picture that's gonna come together. That's gonna be a finished picture, and that's the title. That's the title of what I'm gonna talk about today. Is the finished picture. And I'll try to talk and not read, but I do have to have notes. As I was praying about what the Lord wanted me to speak about today, He brought a song to my heart. Music, I don't know, the Lord just uses music to minister to me. Sometimes I'm riding down the road, and I mean, it might be a song from my childhood, you know, and the Lord will bring that song to my mind. Sometimes it might even be something simple as Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. And you know, something's just simple like that. When he puts it in your spirit, it can be just so profound. And that's just the way the Lord ministers to me. He ministers to me through music, through nature, you know, just simple things. And, but anyway, the Lord spoke to me through this song. And one line of the song says, I only have the puzzle's edge. I see it incomplete. And I was just listening to that song, but that line just really stood out to me. I only have the puzzle's edge. I see it incomplete. And I began to ponder, and I thought, well, Lord, that's how my life is. It's just an incomplete puzzle. I was raised in a pastor's home and grew up to marry a preacher, and now I'm standing here before you today. But my life's picture began the moment that I was conceived in my mother's womb. Abby, I'll let you put that first scripture up there, Psalm 139, 13 through 18. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, the days fashioned for me when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I wake, I am still with you. I love that scripture. I say that scripture to my grandbaby all the time. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Draw him up close to me and I'll whisper in his ear, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Jesus loves you and I do too. But I love that scripture. That's always been a favorite scripture of mine. God began to frame my life before anyone else knew who I was. Even before Jesse and Patricia Ogden knew that I would be their firstborn daughter. You know, God, I thought about that one day. I thought, God, you saw me before anybody else in this world did. You know, you knew who I was. You framed me. I'm not used to doing illustrated sermons. I may have to get somebody to help me in a few minutes if this doesn't work. You know, sometimes illustrations don't go like you plan. And I hope you all can see it. This is the beginning, this first piece of this puzzle. It's the beginning. It's the day I was born. It's the first piece of the puzzle of my life. Can you imagine the excitement that the Father must have felt when he put your first piece down? We were a blank slate, but when he put that first piece down, he got so excited when he created you. When he created me, he got excited about it. He knew that he had a beautiful picture of you and me in his mind. As we begin to grow physically and in age, he is slowly framing out our life. Can you put up Hebrews 11, 1 through 3? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which were seen were not made of things which are visible. We were in the womb. He knew who we were. He started framing our life. He started framing our life. I may have to have somebody to come up here and just stick with me. We've got to look at the puzzle, but we might have to have you, Miss Bonnie, to come up here. Okay. All right, let me give you that. Okay. This is why I don't do illustrated messages, because I can't get it all together. But anyway, for me, growing up in Savannah, Georgia, my daddy being called to preach, we began to move around. He pastored many churches around different towns. My daddy was called to pastor these churches, and at my daddy's first church, it was in Bonnier, Georgia, an extremely small stop in the road. I mean, there was nothing there. I think we had a Jiffy store is what we called it, just a little store. But there in that little town, in that little stop, became a very, very important piece of my life's puzzle was put into place. One summer evening, my dad, my mom, and had taken my 3-year-old sister. They had gone over to someone's house to visit. So I stayed at home with my daddy, and I remember it so vividly. We lived in a little small single wide trailer, and it was summertime. I mean, it was hot. And it was getting toward the evening, so I had gone and I'd put on my pajamas, and it was a cute little pair of red and white baby doll pajamas. And I loved those pajamas. They were my favorite. But anyway, Daddy was sitting in the living room, and he was reading the Word, and as he did, you know, most all the time. And so I was over, I was just playing, and he said, I was 7 years old, and he said, Jess, my daddy's the only one that ever called me Jess. He said, Jess, he said, come over here. I want to talk to you, baby. And he asked me the question. He said, have you ever thought about asking Jesus to come into your heart? And I said, no, Daddy. And he started telling me the plan of salvation. Now, here I was in a pastor's home, you know. You'd think, okay, well, she's in a pastor's home. She's in church all the time. But you know what? I had to have the Savior. And so my daddy led me in the sinner's prayer, and I gave my heart to the Lord on that summer evening. So that was the salvation part of my story. He was framing my life. 3 years later, at a Church of God youth camp, I was gloriously baptized in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, I am a proponent, I am a supporter, and I will sing the praises of Church of God youth camp. If you have children or grandchildren, oh, make sure they go to youth camp in the summertime, because they can have a life-changing experience to happen to them. And that's where I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And it's amazing to me that the Lord chose the summertime to bring salvation to me, and then he used the summertime to bring to gift me with the Holy Ghost. And so that was just a turning point in my life. He started putting another piece to the puzzle of my life. As you can see, the foundation of my life was being framed by the outside pieces of the puzzle, the edge. A picture was beginning to form, but there were other pieces needed to finish. Let's fast forward through my early years. I actually had a great childhood, not perfect, but it was good. We moved a lot to different churches, but as a teen, I thought I wanted my life to take a little bit of a different turn than what my parents did. I decided I didn't want to move around the rest of my life. I had gone to different schools, and I was very shy, so it was very difficult for me to go in and meet new people. And I thought, I don't want this anymore. I decided I didn't want to move around the rest of my life, so I made up in my mind, I am not going to marry a preacher. I will not marry a preacher. Puzzle piece six. Let me hold it just a minute. Anyway, I decided I was not going to marry a preacher. And so I said, Lord, you see this piece of puzzle? I'm taking it out of your hands. I'm holding it. I'm not going to let you have this piece of the puzzle. I took it and I said, God, I think I can take this piece out and it won't mess up the picture. It's just one piece of the picture, just one piece. But God gently said, no, I need that piece to complete your frame. When I was at Lee, I graduated from high school. And when I went to Lee College, it's Lee University now, but I was there in the old days, and it was Lee College. And I didn't know what I was going to do with my life, but I was not really, you know, I was not really praying about what I wanted to do with my life. But, you know, I thought, okay, God, I know you've got a plan. And but one day it was just like he hit me with a ton of bricks. You're going to marry a preacher. And I thought, oh, no, God, I said no. But he said yes. And he said, you're going to marry a preacher. And so I said, okay. Here's where I had to learn how to listen to God's voice and obey what he was saying to me. And, you know, that was a tough thing, because here I was, 18 years old, and I thought, I mean, when you were 18, or you might not have gotten to 18, but you think you have the world in your hands, and that you can make your own way, your own world, and create your own life. But we have to be still, and we have to listen to God's voice. and hear what he's having to say, and we have to obey what he's saying. And that's what I had to do. You don't have to put this back up, but in Hebrews 11, in verse 8, it says, by faith, Abraham obeyed. By faith, Abraham obeyed. And that was a turning point for me as far as my faith. I'd had faith, you know, growing up and all of that, but that was a very pivotal point in my life where I had to say, okay, God, yes, I believe you. I believe you've spoken to me. I believe your word, and I'm going to do this by faith. I didn't know what he looked like. I thought, oh, Lord, I need a good-looking man, you know, and all this. But, you know, you kind of frame out who you want. But anyway, so many times, this is where God, he takes those puzzle pieces of our life, and he says, this is where your faith is going to start walking out. And that's what he did. And he kept framing my life. He kept moving it around. We have to trust him. He knows best, and he knows where each piece is going to fit. And we do it by faith. We do it by faith by letting him put those pieces in place. I mean, you know, we can do things on our own, but it's by faith that we step forward and let him put those pieces into place. We don't put them into place. He does. Habakkuk 2 says, the just shall live by faith. Just a simple verse of scripture. But if we live by that, it says we will live. The just shall live by faith. All right, then we go on to the next piece of the puzzle. The M&M time of my life. Two sweet joys came into my life. Marriage and ministry. I found my husband. I thought I was going to marry somebody else. Kind of like this sermon today. I thought I was going to do something else, and the Lord took me another direction. I was engaged to another guy, and he was a minister and all that. And I thought, okay, Lord, this is the piece, you know, of the puzzle. But he said, no, that's not. He's not. He doesn't fit in the puzzle of your life. And I was in went to a revival with a friend of mine, and I didn't know, but my future husband was going to be standing in the pulpit that night ministering. And I didn't know, but 2 years later, after that service, I met him that night, but after that service, 2 years went by, and he came to work with my dad at the church. And anyway, the Lord, I won't go through that because it's a long story, but the Lord just put our life together, and he asked me to marry him in July. We started dating in June. He asked me to marry him in July, and we got married in October. That's just how fast the Lord put those pieces of the puzzle together. But he also, when he put us together, he started our ministry together. And so those were two joys. I was loving my husband, and I was loving ministry. We were evangelizing. We were traveling all over the place, going to different churches and all. And we went to Virginia. They called us there and asked us to be on the state team there. And so we were evangelizing all over Virginia. And I found out that I was pregnant with our first baby. So, I mean, it was just like everything was just wonderful for me. And, you know, and I thought, okay, well, we're going to evangelize for the rest of our ministry. We're just going to go to all kinds of places. He's going to do tent crusades. We're going to just do all this, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so we came back to Georgia to do a revival in Nashville, Georgia. And my husband, he started teasing me one day while we were there in that revival. And he said, I need to tell you something. And I said, okay. He said, the overseer called me, and he wants us to go pastor Statenville Church. And I said, oh, no, 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 no. I'm not going to Statenville. I will not go to Statenville. It's in the middle of nowhere. And he laughed, and he said, I'm just teasing. I'm just teasing. And so I didn't think any more about it, but God has a sense of humor. That very afternoon, that was that morning, that very afternoon, the South Georgia State Overseer called and asked my husband if we would take a church And where was it? Statenville, Georgia. So here I was, right back to where I at when I was at Lee. Was I going to obey, or was I going to kick and scream and say, "No, God, I like the way my puzzle looks right now. I don't like that piece. I don't like the one that you're offering now." But by faith, when he came back and told me, he said, "The overseer wants us to go to Statenville." And he said, "What do you think?" And I said, "Whatever you think." And I said, "If you think it's the Lord's will, then I'll go." And so I had to submit myself, you know, to the plan of the Lord. Puzzle piece eight. So our first pastorate, we went to Statenville, Georgia, out in the middle of nowhere. It's close to the Okefenokee Swamp. If you know anything about the Okefenokee Swamp, there's alligators and bears and all kinds of stuff out there where we lived and all. And it was we were like 25, 30 miles from town. But we went there, and we loved on those people, and they loved on us. We had some learning curves. I mean, it was our first pastorate. We had to learn some things and all of that. And there was just abundant joy in our home that came while we were there. Had I refused to go there, maybe abundant joy would not have come to me in the way that it did. But there were two joys that came to me there. I had our son while we were there, and then the Lord blessed us with a daughter. So this piece of the puzzle completed the frame of my life, and I thought, okay, Lord, I feel like you framed my life. Things are going great and all of that. I said, okay, Lord, now God has my frame. Now you have my frame in place, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful picture, but the inside is incomplete. What about those pieces? You may ask, has your life been full of just joy and obedience? No troubles, no distractions, no sorrows? No, that's the middle part of my picture. You know, some people they'll look at you, maybe you're successful at your workplace, maybe you know, people look at you as having it all together and all, but sometimes you're in that middle part of the picture. And that's where I, you know, would ask the question, okay, Lord, what about the middle part of my picture? Have there been distractions? Yes, there have been many, many distractions. I'm easily distracted. And, I mean, I'm one of those that when I'm cleaning house, I'm cleaning in this room, and then I go to put something in another room, and I think, well, I need to clean over there a little bit, you know. So I clean there, and then I think, oh, wait a minute, I'm supposed to be over there. And I go back over there, so I get distracted real easy with house cleaning. But you know what? Sometimes we can get so distracted with life decisions, life things. On my cell phone, it has, how many of you on your cell phone, you have all these, what do you call them, icons? No, what do you call all those little things? Apps. All the little apps on the front of your phone. How many of you have a picture behind those apps? I have a cute picture of my grandbaby. Oh, he's got on his mother just sent it to us yesterday, and he's in his little Halloween costume. He's going to be Woody from Toy Story. And it's the cutest little cowboy, you know. But all those apps are on the front of that telephone, and I have to scroll, have to push those apps over in order to see that picture, you know. And I thought, well, Lord, you know, sometimes that's how distractions are in our life. They cloud what we see. They cloud that beautiful picture, you know. We can get distracted by so many things. Facebook. That might be a distraction for some of us. You know, we sit there and we just keep scrolling and keep scrolling before you realize it. There's been an hour, 2 hours that have gone by, and it's like, wow, what could I have been doing during those 2 hours? So sometimes distractions will keep us from prayer, and it'll keep us from the Word. Sometimes we say, you know, those pieces, they're not really that important, so we'll just kind of throw them away, you know, and say, no, we don't really need that. All right, I don't have time today to pray. I don't have time to read the Word. But the Lord will go back over there, and he'll pick up those pieces, and he'll say, Jessica, those are important pieces in the puzzle of your life. Those are very, very important pieces, and you need those pieces. Just grab one. So sometimes we want to throw those away. What else have I had in my life? Have I had other joys? Oh, yes, Sawyer's one of my main joys. So he's a piece of the puzzle in my life that I'm very, very thankful for. What about sin? Has sin been a part of the middle piece of my life? Oh, yeah. I could pick up one piece of the puzzle. I could pick up two. I could pick up three. I could pick up four. I could pick up five. What does the scripture say in Hebrews 12? We have to lay aside the sins and the weights that would so easily distract us. But sometimes we want to take those sins and we want to hide them. Say, oh, no, they don't go over there. They're not a part of that. But the Lord says, okay, yes, I'm exposing this, but I'm doing it for your own good, because I can turn this sin. It may be black, but I can turn it around and make it white. He can change the color of the picture right in the very middle of what your life what's going on in your life. You know, some people say, okay, I don't have this beautiful pink in my life. I don't have some of this blue and some of these greens in my life. All my life is black. My frame is black. But you know what, God, you may see black, but he sees the finished picture, and he's going to see maybe beautiful stars in the middle of all that blackness. He's going to see light. He may have a picture of a moon there that's going to illuminate your nighttime. And all, that's what God does with sin. He takes that, but we have to give him that puzzle piece. We can't hide it. We have to give that to him and repent and let him change it into something good. Maybe sometimes I've experienced health issues or sickness, financial situations, debt. You know, there were times that I thought, oh, Lord, we don't have enough money to even buy diapers, you know, for our babies. They were only 19 months apart, and we felt like we got a raise when we got them out of diapers, you know. But, I mean, there were times we just did not, the finances just were not there. And, you know, so, but that was a part of the puzzle piece of our life. We were faithful in our tithing, for one thing, and the Lord proved himself, and he always supplied every need that we had. I'm telling you, I've got testimony after testimony after testimony of God proving himself to us because we were faithful in our tithing. There were other joys, friendships, getting to meet people like you. That's another part of the middle piece of the puzzle. Sorrow. Yeah, I've had some sorrows too. My grandmother, she was my spiritual mom, and my mother's a great woman. By the way, thank you for praying for her, Souls Harbor. We thought she was having a heart attack one morning this week, but she went to the hospital and they couldn't find anything, and I just believe the Lord touched her body. Thank you for praying for her. So that's a testimony. I have to give God praise, even if it's in the middle of what I'm supposed to be talking about. I have to give him praise. But, you know, he's brought so many wonderful, wonderful people in my life, and I'm just thankful. I mean, those are the parts of the puzzle. It's like, oh, God, I thank you for that part. I thank you. I love these people. I love Anna. You've just made her a piece of the puzzle in my life, and all of you, you know. So we rejoice on those parts. Some of the other parts, it's like, okay, I really didn't want that there. But sorrow. My grandmother, she was just a prayer warrior. She was just a wonderful saint of God. And she was my spiritual mom, and she just taught me so many things. But the Lord chose to take her, you know. And I just thought I was just devastated and going to be devastated. But you know what? The Lord, he helped me through that. Do I miss her? Yeah, I still miss her, you know. There's times I can just hear her say, baby, I'm just so starved to see you. You know, that's what she would always say. And I would say, Granny, I'm just so starved to see you, you know, now. But anyway, but the Lord took her. But my daddy, He was the rock. He's the one that led me to the Lord, and he's the one that taught me the Word of God, and he's the one that was a strong foundation in my life. And anything good that's happened in my life, usually I can trace it back to my daddy's prayers, some things that he prayed over me and all. But 4 years ago, this November, my daddy had a massive heart attack. And he was on life support for 6 days, and that final day we had to take him off life support, and we just watched, that that heart monitor go down until, we knew that he was gone. We knew where he was, but oh, there was such an overwhelming grief that came over me, and I said, God, I don't want that to be a part of my life. I don't want that to be a piece of the puzzle of my life. You know, whenever we got the call, I really didn't know how to pray. I was just in shock, and I was just overwhelmed, with what was going on, that he had had this heart attack, and they didn't have a heartbeat, and then they called back and said that they did have a heartbeat. I was in Colorado, and I was so far from home. And, we prayed, and we said, Lord, that's the part of the puzzle that we want. We want total healing. We want total restoration. We want him back in the pulpit preaching your word. We want him down on his knees praying for our needs, praying for us, interceding for us. But that's not the peace that God chose. And I wanted to take that peace, and I want to say, God, don't give me that piece of the puzzle. And so for 3 years, I went through it was a depression. I know it was a depression, and it came from that grief. And I didn't want to read my Bible. I didn't want to pray. I felt like I couldn't pray. I put on a face, in front of people. When we would go to churches, we would minister in churches and stuff, and sometimes I'd be singing, and I'd have to sing about God and all that. But I felt like I was in just such a dark place, and I didn't want to be there and all. But the Lord, he just kept gently. I love it when he gently, sometimes he says no, and he snatches us away from things. But sometimes he just takes us, and he just gently just starts pulling us back. Come on, the word's going to, you get in my word. I'm speaking to you. Get in my word, you need to pray. You need to ask me for help. I was not even asking God for help, and he's the source of everything that I needed at that particular point in my life. And it last year, I felt like I was beginning to come out of that and all. But I didn't want that piece of the puzzle, but it's been a part of my life. That was a part of that piece. I wanted to take it, and I wanted to run away with it, but God said, no, that's a part of it. All of the middle is a part of how God brings the final picture of beauty into being. And you say, okay, all right, God, we see all of this, but there's still a part that's missing. What about the missing pieces in our life? Have you ever felt like sometimes that maybe there was a missing piece in your life, like there was something more, okay, God, I know there's something else out there. There's an empty spot. There's an empty spot in my life. I mean, I feel your peace, and I feel your joy. I know your salvation. I know your Holy Spirit. I know your presence. But, Lord, there's a missing piece. And we want to say, Lord, where are those pieces? There's another line of that song that I talked about in the very beginning that the Lord brought to my mind. And I love this line of the song, and when we're worried about the missing pieces, this is what the line of that song says. I'm trusting, knowing God himself holds every missing piece. Isn't that just a simple consolation? That we don't have to know what that final piece is. We don't have to know what it is, because he's holding it, and he's got it all in control. If he can put the frame together, and if he can take care of all these middle pieces, can't he take care of that missing piece too? He can take care of that too. Hebrews 12, 1 through 2, I think I have that scripture, tells us that He is the author and the finisher of our faith. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. He started this puzzle. He put that first piece there, and you know what? He has that final piece holding in His hand. He's got that final piece. Philippians 1, 6, I think I have that one too. Being confident of this very thing, that He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. When I read that scripture, I thought, Lord, that just sums it all up. That sums every bit of it up. You are faithful. You are going to complete the work that You've begun in me. You're going to complete this puzzle of my life, every piece You've put in place, and You're going to complete it. You're holding the missing pieces, and I can be confident. I can walk in faith. I can walk in that confidence that He is holding those pieces and that He's going to complete it. My sister, let me find it. My sister put on Facebook yesterday, and I loved it. I thought, Lord, you are just so good. He used Facebook to speak to me too. My sister put on this yesterday. She said, I'm glad that Jesus doesn't abandon projects like me. He completes them. And I thought, oh, I thank You, Lord, that You didn't take this puzzle and You didn't say, okay, that's no good. That's no good. He doesn't do that with us. When He puts that first piece there and we allow Him to frame our life and allow Him to put those middle pieces in place too, He's not going to throw it away. He's making a masterpiece. He's making a beautiful, beautiful work of art. You can be confident in that. You can be confident that He will complete your picture. He'll complete your life, and you are a work of art in His eyes. He's going to complete it. He's going to perfect it. One translation says that He will perfect it until the day of Jesus Christ. Another one says complete it, like what we had. And one says, He will put in final perfection. He will put it in final perfection until the day of Christ Jesus. And one commentator said that until the day of Christ Jesus, that could be the day of the rapture, or it could be the day of our death. And you know what? I say, Lord, whatever it is, if it's the day of my death or if You take me in the rapture, I know You've got that final piece that you're going to put in my puzzle, and You're going to complete it for me. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. I mentioned this song, and I want us to play it in just a minute. Not quite yet, though. I want you to come up here. I want us all to come to the front, and I want every one of you to take a piece of this puzzle. You don't have to do it right now, but later on, I want you to take your puzzle. We're going to do something with it right now. But I want you to write on the back of this piece of the puzzle, I want you to write Philippians 1:6. You don't have room to write the whole scripture. But I want you to put this puzzle piece somewhere in your house where you will be reminded that you're not finished yet. Your life is going to be a beautiful masterpiece. It's going to be a beautiful piece of art, but you're not finished yet, and that He's going to complete you, and you can be confident of that. And I just want it to be an encouragement to you. So I'm going to ask every one of you to come to the front, please. And when you come to the front, if you can't stand up, we have chairs on the front row that you can sit down on. But this song just ministered to me. We're going to have a word of prayer after. if you'll just take a piece of the puzzle. Or if you feel like your life is, like you've got other pieces missing in your life, you might want to take more than one. Maybe your middle's not as complete as this picture up here. Maybe you have about five or six pieces that you feel like you need to hang on to and pray over. Philippians 1:6 is the scripture. Miss Bonnie, I would give you this puzzle. Where's Miss Bonnie? Okay. I'd give her this puzzle, but y'all've got part of her pieces. Everybody needs a piece of the puzzle. Okay. Let's, if you can, if you feel comfortable, will you join hands with one another? I love it when sisters are, there's just something about that connection, holding hands with someone. Oh, Miss Bonnie, you need a piece of the puzzle. If you are in the middle, if you're younger, you might be in the framing part of your life. But if you're older, some are right in the very middle of their life, and some are more at a completed stage of their life. But we're all in the middle right now, because the puzzle's not completed. He's not put the final piece in yet, and so. She's got the struggle is real on her shirt. Sometimes that's what the missing piece says. It says the struggle is real. But God holds every part of it, and He knows what you're going through. You don't. Sometimes it might be, it might not be sin, but maybe it's just something secret that you don't feel like you need to share with someone else. But God knows. And I want us to just pray together and just believe together. You're holding the hand of another sister. She's believing for you, and I want you to believe for her too. And let's just join together and pray in concert prayer, asking the Lord to remind us today of where we are and whose we are. I love that first song that you sang, I Know Whose I Am. And I can be all He says I can be. You know what? You can be a beautiful, beautiful piece of art in His eyes. He loves you so, so much. Sometimes when we're in the middle of things, we think, oh, God, where are you? Where are you? You don't love me anymore. But He does. He does, and you can be confident in that. But let's just all pray together and just ask Him to minister to the sister's hand that you're holding and to the need that you have in your life. Father, this is a beautiful, beautiful day that you have given us. Thank you for your word that you have brought forth to us, Lord. I wanted to be an obedient servant, but Lord, more than that, I wanted your word to penetrate our hearts and our lives. Lord, I pray that today, God, as we hold these puzzle pieces in our hands, Lord, it's just a representation of what might be missing in our life or what might be going on in our life. Lord, it's just a representation, but Lord, we know we can be confident that you hold every piece of our life in your hands. And Lord, we don't have to hide it. Lord, we don't need to run away with it. We need to just place it in your hands and let you take care of the situations in our life. We need to let you put the puzzle pieces in place. Lord, you know where every piece fits. Lord, even when we think that they don't fit, Lord, you know where those pieces fit. Sometimes we might look at our life might feel like a whole box of puzzle pieces, Lord, that doesn't have any kind of form or any kind of frame. But God, you know every piece. Lord, you know every inch of that piece. You know every minute part. part of that piece, and you know exactly where it goes and where it fits. Lord, I pray for my sisters today. I hold Anna's hand, Lord. She holds another's hand. Lord, we're holding hands around this room, and we're believing for our sisters too. God, that their faith will be increased today. Lord, increase our faith that we will know that you are and can be confident and walk in faith. Lord, that you see our lives and that we can live in you. Lord, I pray that you will just complete the picture, Lord. I pray, God, that you know the day. You know the day that you're coming back. Father, you know when you're going to send your son. You know the day that you're going to send and the moment that you're going to call us home to you. Lord, if you choose to leave us, all of us here in this room for that day, God, I pray that we will lift up our eyes and that we will see you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Oh, God, let us see you as our Savior and as our Lord that's bringing us forth to you. God, if you choose to take us by the way of the grave, Lord, I pray that you go down and you clean that place out and you make it a pleasant place for us to await the resurrection. Lord, we know that you're going to call us home and that we're a part of your puzzle, Lord. We're a part of your plan. We're a part of all that you have for us, and you have great things in store for us. I pray, God, that you will just minister to these today. Lord, I pray that when we leave this place, that we will know that we have been touched by you, that we have been ministered to by your Spirit. Lord, that you have wrapped your arms of love around us, that you have just pulled us close, Lord, that you have just wrapped us and you've let us know, yes, you are. You're my daughter. You're my daughter, and you are a beautiful, beautiful masterpiece. You are a beautiful, beautiful work of art. And Lord, I pray that when we get to heaven, that you will say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of the Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, God, for that consolation. Thank you for that consolation, Lord. I praise you and I thank you, God, for this day, for this time. Lord, I pray that you will just be with us. Lord, I pray that this song, that it will be another avenue of ministry into the lives of these ladies today. In the name of Jesus, oh, our precious, precious Lord, we give you the praise and we give you the honor. Amen and amen. Can we lift our hands and just thank him today? Oh, God, you are so good. Oh, you are so good, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the praise. Oh, praise you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'm going to ask them to play this song. Let me proceed. Anytime, you know, some stuff is copyrighted, which this has been, it was shared, this group shared it on Facebook, so I'm thinking that it's probably okay to play it, but the name of this group is, they're called Sisters. They're the Roop Sisters out of South Carolina, but their group name is Sisters, and they've done some beautiful, beautiful music. But this is off of their new CD, and it's called Simply Sisters. So I wanted to put that plug in there to cover myself, make sure that everyone knows that this is not mine, but it belongs to them. But this song, I hope it ministers to you just like it did to me. If y'all want to just have a seat, because it's a video, and it's a raw video. I'll let you know that it's a raw video. It's a video that they did in, I think it was the girl that's singing the main part. I think it's her kitchen, and they're sitting around the table. But I thought, well, I could do it audio, but the video just ministered to me, and I hope it ministers to you like it did me.
His plan keeps unfolding, and glory lies ahead. I don't see it. I don't see it yet. But a day will come.
Wow.